はい、ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。明けましておめでとうございます。さくらです。天狗の隠れ蓑パート1です。
Happy New Year, Peter here. Part 1 of
天狗の隠れ蓑、
which we can translate as Tengu's invisible cloak. Or maybe the Tengu's invisible cloak. Does it work for you, Sakura-san?
Yes, yes.
Again, brief introduction here. Today is part one of a two-part fairy tale. Same story, it was just very long, so we broke it up into two parts. Now, as we discussed last week, today's story is about a Tengu, which Sakura-san is?
Long nose, red-faced Japanese goblin. Jun-san said we might be able to use the word goblin for Tengu, and I think it really suits the Tengu's image.
I think so too. Although I'm not too familiar, so you probably have a better idea. Now, the format we'll have it in today is we'll be giving you the Japanese.
Yeah.
In the Japanese, again, we have Natsuko.
Yes.
Natsuko-san.
Natsuko-san, yes.
Take-san. As the gambler.
Wow.
Really suits him. He didn't have to act too much here.
I can imagine.
And Yoshi-san as the Tengu. So this is it should be really good.
So だね.
Afterwards, we'll have the English, unfortunately, by myself. We should have English voice actors too.
いいんじゃない?
It should be okay.
Yeah.
When you're done here, stop by JapanesePod101.com.
Yes.
There you can pick up the English translation, word for word, the transcripts, and many other things. So stop by. It's a new year, New Year's resolution, study Japanese. Great time to start.
Yes.
And JapanesePod101.com is the place to start.
Yes.
So with that said, let's get into today's story. Here we go.
とんと昔あったと、あるところに博打打ちがいたと、あるとき、博打ですってんてんに負けてしまった博打打ちは、丘に上がり、ふてくされて、ひっくり返っていたと。
ああ、今日はついてないな。何かいいことないかな。こんな田舎にくすぶっていないで、いっそ京都か大阪へ出て、でっかい勝負をやってみたいものだ。
と、独り言をつぶやいて、懐を探ると、穴の開いた小銭が一個出てきたと。
お、まだ銭があった。しかし、これ一個じゃ勝負にならない。
博打打ちは小銭を目にかざして、遠くを見るふりをしたと。
おっと、出た出た、京都が出た。京都は綺麗な町だな。今度は、出た出た。大阪が出た。大阪は賑やかな町だな。
そう言っていると天狗が現れたと。
お前、京都が出た、大阪が出たと抜かしておるが、そんな小銭の穴から本当に京都や大阪が見えるのか。
見えるとも。これは俺の宝なんだもの。京都であろうと、大阪であろうと、どこでも望むところを見せてくれるんだ。
そんな重宝なものがあるのか。
あるとも。
と言って天狗は汚らしい蓑を出したと。
おっと、出た出た、江戸が出た。
その小銭をちょっと貸してくれないか。
ダメだよ、大事な宝なんだから。
ちょっとでいいんだ。
ダメダメ、貸すわけにはいかない。
それならわしの宝を貸すがどうだ。
そんな汚らしいものがどうして宝なんだい。
これは隠れ蓑といって、これを着れば姿をくらますことができる。
へえ、そんな重宝なものがあるのかい。
というわけで二人は小銭と隠れ蓑を取り替えたと。天狗は小銭を目に当ててみたが、
おい、見えないぞ。京都も大阪もどこも見えないぞ。わしを騙しおったな。
と 天狗が振り返った時にはもう博打打ちの姿はなかったと。天狗が小銭で覗いている間に隠れ蓑を着てしまったと。博打打ちは自分の姿が本当に見えなくなったのかどうか、はじめは自信がなかったのだが。
おい、どこへ隠れた？こら、隠れ蓑を返せ！
と天狗が叫んでいるのを見て、これは本当に見えなくなったのだ、と悦に言って、スタコラさっさと丘を駆け下り、町へ行ったと。町を歩いても、誰も博打打ちに気がつく者はいなかったと。
やっぱり、この隠れ蓑は本物だったんだ。これはいいものが手に入った。
と、博打打ちはすっかり嬉しくなったと。まず手始めに酒屋へ行ってみたと。そして店の酒をゴブゴブゴブゴブ飲んだが、誰にも気づかれなかったと。いい気持ちになった博打打ちは、次に腹を満たすために団子屋に入り、お団子をたらふく食べたと。今度も気づかれなかったと。博打打ちはふと帰りしな呉服屋へ入り、女物と男物の着物を一着ずつ盗んだと。そして我が家の入り口で隠れ蓑を脱ぎ、女房に声をかけたと。
今帰ったぞ。今日はついていた。この着物を賭けで取ってきてやったぞ。
と言って盗んだ着物を女房にやったと。博打打ちは酒と団子で腹がいっぱい、急に眠たくなったので、隠れ蓑を部屋の隅に置いたまま眠ってしまったと。
Once upon a time, there lived a gambler. One day, after losing all of his money gambling, he was climbing up a hill, feeling sorry for himself. He suddenly turned around and muttered to himself, Ah, today is not my day. I wonder if nothing good at all will happen. I want to go to a big city like Osaka or Kyoto.And tried to get into a really big game and not let this small town smother me. He then began searching his clothing and pulled out a small coin with a hole in it. He then said, Ah, I still have this coin, but just this one I would never gamble. The gambler then peeked through the hole and pretended he could see faraway places. Oh, there it is. Oh, there it is. I can see Kyoto. Kyoto is such a beautiful city. Now, ah, there it is.I can see Osaka. There it is. Osaka is a jumping town. As he was saying this, a tengu appeared and said, You're saying that Kyoto appeared and Osaka appeared? But can you really see Osaka from the center of that coin? The gambler replied, Yes, I can. This is my most valued possession. Kyoto, Osaka. I can see any place I want. Is there really such a thing? Asked the tengu. Yes, there is, replied the gambler.The tengu proceeded to pull out a filthy cloak from his bag. Oh, there it is, there it is. I can see Edo. Lend me that coin for a bit, won't you? No way. It's a priceless treasure. Just for one second. No, nope. There is no way I'm lending it to you. All right. If it's like that, then I'll lend you my most valued possession. How about that? That filthy thing? That is your most valued possession? This is an invisible cloak.The one who wears it becomes invisible. Really? Is there such a thing? Two went on to exchange their most valued possessions. The tengu then looked into the hole of the coin and said, Hey, I can't see anything. No Kyoto, no Osaka, no nothing. You duped me, didn't you? The tengu turned around, but it was too late. The gambler was nowhere to be seen. He had put on the invisible cloak while the tengu was looking through the hole of the coin.At first, the gambler was worried that it wouldn't work. But upon hearing the tengu screaming, Hey, where are you? Give me back my invisible cloak. He realized that it really worked. Extremely pleased, he scrambled down the hill and went to town. As he walked through the town, not one person was aware of his existence. He said to himself, Wow, this is the real thing. I got my hands on something great. Upon realizing what he had, he became ecstatic. First, he headed to the nearest pub.Went in and started drinking excessively, and nobody noticed. Once he had his fill, he decided it was time to satisfy his appetite. So he headed to the dumpling shop. There he stuffed himself, and again, nobody noticed. On his way home, the gambler stopped by the fine cloth store and stole a kimono for himself and his wife. He went home, took off the invisible cloak, and called to his wife. I'm home. Today was my lucky day. With my winnings, I bought this. And he gave his wife the stolen kimono. The gambler, being full of food and drink, took off the cloak, threw it in the corner, and fell right asleep. Sakura-san, what did you think?
Omoshiroi ne.
Yeah, pretty good. Now, tomorrow we'll be back with part two, so don't forget to stop by and listen. That's going to do for today.
Mata ne.